story. Hey, hard work pays off. Just ask the Children's Attention Home. 12 to 18 months with the accreditation process. And Katie Motzinger is in the studio. And Katie, you're here because you have good news.
I do have good news. After 12 to 18 months, like you said, Lucas, of hard work, of hard teamwork.
Yeah.
Tedious.
Very tedious. Lots of detail.
Detail.
We submitted over 200 documents and had our site visit last week from the National Council on Accreditation. And after just 2 days, they responded back and said, you've received expedited accreditation with no deficiencies in your fundamental standards,
wow.
Which is incredible.
So the Children's Attention Home has always been fantastic as it relates to the care of our kids. This provides proof.
Yes.
And to have it expedited, that is even more proof. How good does that feel?
It feels amazing. And I'll
like
tell
getting
you,
an A on a
yeah.
test. A plus.
It's like getting the 100 plus the bonus points.
Yes.
Is what it feels like.
Wait, 112.
Yeah. You know, we got it and it was kind of a shock because we were expecting to hear 4 weeks down the road what the feedback was. And so, you know, our executive director, 2 days later, she comes in and she says, I have to tell y'all something. Everybody come in here. And we thought, oh no, what happened?
No.
And she said, we got it. Our accreditation was expedited, and so we all, of course, cheered. And but it's really a testament to the teamwork that happens at the home, you know. And you think about, like, in a family setting, just how much teamwork it takes to run a household.
Yeah.
And when we've got 34 kids in care right now, what it takes to give them the best care.
Right.
And it takes so much teamwork. And our team has just really stepped up to the plate when it comes to making sure that we're doing things with high quality and doing them the right way the first time.
You know? You've been doing this since 1970.
Yeah, yes. So for 47 years. So
loving,
up to this,
caring for abused children, and here it is 2017, and we know beyond any shadow of a doubt that not only have you always been doing it in a wonderful way, you're doing it better than most people would ever imagine based on this accreditation. Wow.
And why is it important to become accredited? Because, excuse my ignorance, I already thought you maybe would have been accredited given the nature of your business.
Great question. And that's a question we get often. It's dependent upon each state as to how they require their social servants agencies to be accredited. So, for example, North Carolina's group homes do require them to be accredited. For South Carolina, it's not a requirement yet, but we didn't want to wait for it to be a requirement.
Sure.
We wanted to do it because we knew that was the right thing to do. It gives us, like you said, Patty, that stamp of approval to say we give great care and we know we give great care and we can prove we give great care.
Mm-hmm.
We owe that to the community. We owe that to the people who support us, you know, and have supported us for years to show them that we take it very seriously. We continue to take it seriously, and we want to continue stepping up the level of care that we give to these kids.
Now, you're located in York County, but you serve children from birth to 21 all across South Carolina.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And it's a temporary shelter.
It is a temporary shelter, but we can have kids stay with us for years. So we have kids that'll come for a couple of weeks or months, but we've got some children in care right now that have been with us for 3 years.
Mm.
You know, so it depends on their case and their circumstance. With the foster children, we serve all across the state because we're licensed by South Carolina DSS and we partner with them for placements for these children. And with our homeless teen program, that's another program where we're looking to be a little bit more than temporary for them, obviously. Mm. You know, with all of our programming, we've expanded over the course of the last few years just because the kids are staying longer and they're older. What it takes to raise a teen who has never had that investment from an adult figure in their lives that's been grounding for them, it takes a very different approach than it does for a five-year-old.
Sure.
And in the last couple of years, that's really what we've faced with the changes with the state. And so between that and our homeless teens that we've brought on board to really make sure they've gotten the care that they need, we've really revamped our programming so that we're equipping them to be on their own successfully. So more so than a temporary shelter, we want to make sure that we're, at the same time, for whatever time we have them, giving them that foundation to move forward successfully. And this accreditation just helps us do that that much better.
You recently had your Deep in the Heart fundraiser that raised, what, more than $40,000?
Yes. Thanks to the generosity of our sponsors and the community, we raised $47,630
nice.
At that event. Yes.
And, of course, we're coming up to the holiday
yeah.
season,
mm-hmm.
November. We've got Giving Tuesday. Mm-hmm. If someone would like to give to the Children's Attention Home, how would they go about doing that?
That's a great question. You know, the holidays are, it's a really special time. It's incredible to see the generosity of the community come together, not just for us, but for the entire community, for all of the different aspects of human service in this county. For us specifically, on our website, we have a Home for the Holidays campaign that we do that says specifically how you can give to the Children's Attention Home during the holiday months.
Okay.
Giving Tuesday is a specific day that's the Tuesday following Thanksgiving, and there's a Giving Tuesday for York County. If you Google it, then you'll see a number of agencies as well. But for us specifically, you can go on that website or you can go on our website at attentionhome.org or give us a call, and our number's on the website, and we can tell you specifically what our needs are for Christmas.
And I was going to say that's huge, because everyone's hearts are certainly big around the holiday season, but
absolutely.
The last thing you need, probably, what, 20,000 Barbie dolls, or just, you know, you're very specific in what you need. So folks probably need to check that first, that out first, as well as other organizations before they just go and buy lots of toys and just drop them off everywhere.
Absolutely. And if you buy a lot of toys, and I know Toys for Happiness would love to take
yes,
them.
Yes, thank you. That's exactly right. And, of course, we're one of the sponsors of it right here at WRHI. Of course, you can drop it off here at many locations throughout the area. So, well, Katie Motzinger, again, from the Children's Attention Home, congratulations on a job well done. Again, we know that you are a great organization, but it is nice to get that kind of, it's like a diploma, right, in school. Like,
yeah.
You went to school, we know you're a good student, but here's a diploma now to really show that you're legit and you're certified, and a job well done, and the love you show those kids, it's just unbelievable.
All of you are truly heroes,
yeah.
and we appreciate it. You
yeah.
are shaping the lives of children, and that is just priceless.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you. So, we're so proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Keep us updated on what's going on, and let us know what those kids are doing. We're excited to celebrate with all of you.
Thank you.